Kia ora, kua tere ano mate ariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. The funeral for Sepatu Hohepa is being held today in Waimae. Sepatu died on Friday at his home in Waimae, aged 87. Relative Rereata Makiha says a constant flow of mourners have been through Otatara Marae over the weekend with tributes of his work as a teacher, an advocate for te reo Māori, and his political activities fighting for Māori mana motuhake. Many of them shared some of the kōrero tuku iho, which he had passed on from whare wānanga in the Hokianga, stretching back over the past 1,000 years.
And I'm hopeful, actually, for the future that the work and all that work that he's done overseas and also all the work that he has done over here and also with Indigenous people in Australia and also in America and Canada, that's how far-reaching his influence has been. And I'm hoping that we are able to carry on that work for him in the future.
Rereata Makiha. National Party leader Chris Luxon says he'll pick up the phone to Winston Peters after the election if he needs him to keep Labor from retaining power. His preference is a two-party coalition with ACT, which he believes would be more stable. However, the alternative, a government with Labor, the Greens and Te Pāti Māori, would be a recipe for chaos and dysfunction.
You know, I would make the call to him, and that's not my first preference, but we have to remember 2017, and the reality is that he hasn't gone with National in 27 years, and frankly could choose Labor again, because I suspect Chris Hipkins would make that call too. If he was in a position to form a government, he would reach out to him as well.
Chris Luxon says if New Zealanders want change, they need to vote for it. Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta has voiced New Zealand's concerns over the growing influence of China in the Pacific. Speaking to the United Nations General Assembly at the weekend, Minister Mahuta took a swipe at Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, which she said violated the most fundamental tenets of international law. She said it's a warning for the rest of the world.
We are concerned that the order that has underpinned prosperity and security in our region for most of the past 7 decades is increasingly fraying. Recent events witnessed in other parts of the world need to become the inevitable trajectory of our Blue Pacific region.
Nanaia Mahuta is now headed for Washington for her first meeting with US President Joe Biden, who is also concerned about the growing influence of China in the region. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!